You're listening to Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct, the show where we dig into the technology that's reshaping how we fly. Today we're talking about something that has genuinely changed the game for pilots who operate in and around mountains: synthetic vision technology. If you've flown with it, you probably can't imagine going back. If you haven't, stick with me, because what we're going to cover today might change how you think about your next avionics upgrade. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. Synthetic vision, often called SVS, or synthetic vision systems, takes a high-resolution terrain database, pairs it with your GPS position, and renders a three-dimensional picture of the world outside your windshield. Right there on your primary flight display, mountains, valleys, runways, towers, lakes, all drawn in real time, even when you can't see a thing outside. Now, the concept isn't brand new. Garmin introduced their first synthetic vision on the G1000 back in 2007, but in the last few years, the technology has matured enormously. We're not talking about blocky, low-resolution graphics anymore. Modern systems from Garmin, Avidyne, and others render terrain with remarkable fidelity. Color-coded threat levels, obstacle callouts, runway depictions that show you exactly where the pavement is relative to your flight path. So why does this matter so much for mountain flying specifically? Here's the core problem. Controlled flight into terrain, or CFIT, has been one of the leading causes of fatal general aviation accidents for decades. The National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, has flagged it repeatedly, and mountains are where CFIT concentrates. You've got rising terrain, rapidly changing weather, density altitude playing tricks on your climb performance, and narrow valleys that can box you in faster than you'd believe. Traditional instruments tell you your altitude, they tell you your heading. But they don't paint a picture of what's in front of you. A standard attitude indicator shows wings level and nose attitude, that's it. You could be wings level, nose slightly up, and flying directly into a ridge line. Nothing on your six-pack is going to scream at you about that. Synthetic vision changes the equation fundamentally. You look at your display and you see the ridge, you see the valley floor, you see the pass off to your left, you see the terrain turning red and yellow as you get close to things you don't want to get close to. The data tells an interesting story on this. A study published by NASA's Langley Research Center looked at pilot performance in simulated low-visibility mountain scenarios. Pilots, using synthetic vision displays, showed dramatically better terrain awareness and made fewer dangerous course decisions compared to pilots using conventional instruments. We're talking about a measurable, significant difference in safety outcomes. Now, let me be balanced here because this technology is not magic, and it's important to understand the limitations. First, synthetic vision is only as good as the terrain database it's built on. The databases used by Garmin and others are derived from sources like the Shuttle Radar Topography Mission and the United States Geological Survey data. They're good, they're very good, but they are not perfect. Small structures, new towers, temporary obstacles, those might not be in there. The databases get updated, but there's always some lag between the real world and the digital model. Second, and this is critical, GPS position accuracy matters. Synthetic vision depends entirely on knowing exactly where you are. If your GPS signal degrades, if you lose satellites in a steep canyon, the picture on your screen could be slightly off from reality. And in mountain flying, slightly off can be the difference between clearing a ridge and not clearing a ridge. Third, there's a human factors concern that researchers have flagged, and it's worth taking seriously. It's called automation complacency. When the display shows you a beautiful, clear picture of terrain, there's a psychological tendency to trust it the way you'd trust looking out the window on a clear day. But it's not the same thing. It's a computed model. Pilots need to maintain the discipline of cross-checking altitude, using proper terrain clearance procedures, and never letting synthetic vision replace the fundamentals of mountain flying technique. Here's what most people miss about this technology. The biggest safety gain isn't actually in instrument conditions. It's in that gray area. The transition zones, you're flying VFR in the mountains and the weather starts closing in. Visibility drops from 10 miles to 3 miles. You can still see some terrain, but not all of it. You're not on an instrument flight plan. Maybe you're not instrument rated. This is exactly the scenario where CFIT accidents cluster. And this is exactly where synthetic vision shines brightest. It fills in the gaps in your visual picture before the situation becomes critical. Let's talk about what's available right now if you're considering an upgrade. Garmin dominates this space, and honestly, they've earned that position. The G1000 NXi and the G3000 both have excellent synthetic vision built in. For retrofit, the G500 and G600 TXi series bring synthetic vision to older panels at price points that, while not cheap, are more accessible than a full glass panel swap. We're talking somewhere in the range of $8,000 to $15,000 installed depending on the configuration and your shop's labor rates. Avidyne's IFD series, the IFD 550 and IFD 440, also offer synthetic vision capability, and they've built a loyal following, particularly among pilots who prefer their interface design. On the experimental and light sport side, Dynon has been a leader. Their SkyView and SkyView HDX systems include synthetic vision as a standard feature, not an add-on. For experimental builders, this is remarkable. You're getting technology that rivals or exceeds what certified aircraft had 10 years ago at a fraction of the cost. There's also a growing category of portable and tablet-based synthetic vision. ForeFlight, which is now owned by Boeing, offers a synthetic vision view. Garmin Pilot does too. These run on your iPad, and while they're not panel-mounted primary instruments, they provide an additional layer of awareness that costs essentially nothing beyond your existing subscription. Now, I want to address something I hear in hangars a lot. Pilots sometimes ask whether synthetic vision makes mountain flying safe for low-time pilots, and I want to be really direct about this. No, it does not. Mountain flying requires specific knowledge and skills that no avionics system replaces. Understanding density altitude, knowing how to read mountain weather, executing proper canyon turn techniques, recognizing when a valley is narrowing faster than your turn radius allows, planning escape routes before you need them. These are pilot skills. Synthetic vision is a tool that makes a skilled mountain pilot safer. It does not make an unprepared pilot competent. The Mountain Flying LLC course, the Idaho Backcountry Training Programs, organizations like the Colorado Pilots Association, they teach the judgment and technique side. Synthetic vision handles the situational awareness side. You need both. Looking ahead, the technology is still evolving. Enhanced vision systems, or EVS, which use infrared cameras to see through haze and darkness, are increasingly being combined with synthetic vision into what's called combined vision systems. Garmin's head-up display for the Citation Longitude is an example at the high end. The question is how quickly this trickles down to general aviation. My honest assessment is we're probably 5 to 8 years away from affordable combined vision in piston singles, but the trajectory is clear. There's also interesting work happening with real-time terrain updates using ADS-B in data and eventually higher bandwidth data links. Imagine your synthetic vision display updating with traffic, temporary flight restrictions, and even real-time weather overlays on the terrain picture. Some of this exists today in basic form. It will get much better. One more thing worth mentioning. The FAA has been increasingly supportive of synthetic vision technology in its guidance. Advisory Circular 20-182 includes references to synthetic vision as a tool for terrain awareness. The agency hasn't mandated it, and I don't think they will. But the fact that it's being woven into advisory material tells you the regulators see value here. So, bottom line, if you fly anywhere near mountains with any regularity, synthetic vision should be high on your avionics priority list. It won't replace training, it won't replace judgment, and it won't replace looking outside the airplane. But as an additional layer of terrain awareness, particularly in those transitional weather scenarios that kill pilots every year, it is one of the most impactful safety technologies available in general aviation today. And if you're flying behind a steam gauge panel in a Cessna 182 through the Rockies, even a tablet running ForeFlight with synthetic vision is better than nothing. It's not a substitute for a panel-mounted system, but it costs you almost nothing, and it puts terrain awareness right in your scan. Today's discussion drew on research published by NASA Langley, NTSB accident analysis data, product information from Garmin, Avidyne, and Dynon, training guidance from the FAA and reporting from AVWeb and AOPA on synthetic vision adoption trends. Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by people who love aviation and want to put useful information in your headset. Everything we discuss comes from real sources, and we try to give you the honest picture, not just the marketing pitch. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Go learn your terrain, trust your training, and let the technology work for you, not instead of you. Radio Hangar. Clear skies and tailwinds.